Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's learn a little bit more about the football quarter that is developing in our city. We've already got the incredible Shankly Hotel down there that's gone from strength to strength. And now, of course, plans very much in place and moving forward for a Dixie Dean hotel opposite. So Chris Carline is the man charged with making sure this all works. No pressure on you, Chris. Morning to you.
Morning.
A football quarter. It's what the city's needed, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you think of Liverpool and its history and things, you know, it's widely known for its sport and heritage and obviously for its music as well. And I think from the music side of things, you've got Matthew Street, which is a little bit of a mecca for, you know, for people to go and see the sort of the history of the Beatles and the Merseybeaten stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, the city's got, you know, two fantastic football teams, both successful football teams. And we just thought that kind of rich history and heritage, you know, needed to be celebrated a bit more. And the football quarter effectively is a way of us doing that. It gives visitors to the city, you know, the chance to come and find out a bit more about both clubs and, you know, and their achievements.
Probably launching the Shankly Hotel was slightly easier in the sense that your brilliant granddad had all these things which were left in your possession, and you put them in there, and it sort of makes the hotel a lot of what it is.
Yeah.
And it's fabulous. It looks incredible. So how on earth do you replicate that with a Dixie Dean-style hotel?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that we personally are good friends with Dixie's family, so with his daughter and his granddaughter, Melanie. We actually had them into Shankly when we unveiled our plaque about the history between Dixie and my granddad, because I think not many people realise that they were really, really good friends. And especially when Dixie retired, and I know he sort of had, you know, ill health, he had part of his leg amputated, and was housebound at times. Dixie's daughter Barbara was telling us that she would often come home from school and she would find my granddad in the house, chatting with him, talking about football, having a cup of tea, things like that. So they were really great friends, and sort of none the least is that really sort of funny anecdote, actually, when Dixie sadly passed away. My granddad did a eulogy at his funeral, and it's that really famous quote that he sort of opened the eulogy by saying something like, you know, it's endearing to realise that, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, even in death, Dixie could draw a bigger crowd than Everton can, and kind of really lighten the mood. So, you know, they were really, really good friends, and we just felt like, you know, being able to celebrate that, because at the end of the day, you know, they're both probably the biggest icons, arguably, from both football clubs. So to be able to sort of celebrate that with the two hotels is a fantastic opportunity.
Was this always the plan? Obviously, you've done the first hotel in conjunction with Signature Living. Mm-hmm. Was it always the plan to do a Dixie one, or is it just naturally grown into that?
Do you know what? It's more naturally, and it was, you know, in a strange way, it started out almost like us joking around about it, because obviously we knew that the building was over the road and that there was an opportunity with it. And obviously Lawrence is an Everton fan, and you know, we have banter as Liverpool and Everton fans. And he sort of started saying to me, oh, what about doing Dixie? What about doing Dixie somewhere in the city and giving somewhere to really rival Shankly and things from that kind of Everton and Liverpool perspective? And then the more we kind of thought about it, we realised, you know what, no, it is, it's a fantastic idea, and certainly with it being over the road, to go back to that football quarter idea, you know, what an opportunity to have sort of reds and blues mixing both sides of the street. So it kind of grew into it naturally, really.
We just stood at the entrance to the Shankly Hotel thinking, oh, that building's quite nice. it's a bit unusual how that all of a sudden a building of that size has become available to do this with.
It was quite opportunistic, but obviously as soon as we realised that it was there to be done and we could obviously take it forward, you know, we as I said before, we're really good friends with Dixie's family, and you know, we sat down with them and I talked them through my process, really, from when I approached Lawrence and Signature Living some, you know, 4 or 5 years ago now over the Shankly concept. And I talked them through how it worked, you know, with the family involvement and things like that. And they were really interested in that, and they loved what we'd done with Shankly as well. And again, for them, the same way for us with Shankly, you know, they just saw it as a real chance to kind of, you know, celebrate, you know, his achievements and his life and what he achieved.
I know it's blue sky thinking, and it could never happen because Victoria Street is so busy, but wouldn't it be great if it was just a pedestrian area between the two hotels? I mean, literally just seats, football-based things, go out, sit, have a beer, sort of unite in the two hotels. Unfortunately, I think that's pie in the sky, isn't it?
Well, I mean, we have got the plans do include us, you know, creating this kind of boulevard effect, basically. So, you know, whilst it probably can't be pedestrianised, you know, there's going to be some work to the street, you know, and we're going to look to, you know, put statues in, you know, as a nod to Everton legends and Liverpool legends as well. And obviously, there's going to be one of my granddad, and there's going to be one of Dixie, which we've commissioned as well. And we're going to try and give it that really kind of boulevard effect, so that even if it can't be pedestrianised per se, the hope is that, you know, we can get people sort of, you know, outside on the street, maybe drinking, eating and things like that, and kind of really create that atmosphere, which obviously Liverpool's known for.
That'll be really special. Have you found yourself learning a lot about Dixie Dean as well?
Yeah, you know, and it's the same process really as with, it sounds strange, but it's the same as with my granddad. I mean, with me being the youngest of the grandchildren and him passing away, you know, 6 months before I was born, I had to learn a lot about my own granddad from the family as well. And then certainly when we did Shankly and, you know, the research and the interest in it and people sending stories in and things like that. So I learned a lot about my own granddad through that process. And it's obviously been the same for me with Dixie Dean as well, you know, the volume of interest in it and people wanting to come and work with us and tell stories and things like that has been amazing.
He's had a wonderful, tight-knit family around himself, hasn't he? Pretty much like your core family.
And as I say, and it's, you know, it's lovely to have Mel and all the family involved, you know, going forward, because it gives it that authenticity the same way that Shankly does when the family are right there at the forefront of it and telling the story. And things.
Did they hoard memorabilia? Because your family did, didn't they?
Yeah, well... Yeah.
How many items was it you had?
Well, it's a little bit different. I mean, it's hard to put a number on the items that we've got. I mean, we've still got stuff that we haven't displayed yet at Shankly, and, you know, it's quite deliberate, that, really, because I think for us with the hotel, we wanted to make sure that we could drip-feed items and memorabilia so that, you know, repeat visitors to the hotel and guests who come back more than once, every time they come in, it's nice to be able to see something different. It's a little bit different, I think, with Dixie's family, because I know they lost some items in a fire. Whilst they have got some items, we're also going to be working with the Everton collection as well to make sure that obviously we've got those sort of authentic belongings of his that populate his story within the hotel.
And obviously, if anyone out there is listening who does have something... Yeah. Get in touch with Chris. They'd love to maybe showcase it.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, still to this day one of the big things that we get with Shankly. You know, even still now, throughout the week when I'm in the hotel, you know, you'll have people getting in touch via email, calling. A lot of the time, they'll just walk into the hotel and they'll say, you know, I've got a letter from your granddad, or sometimes they've got, you know, suits of his and things. I'm not quite sure how they got suits and things, but and they'll come in and they'll say, you know, would you like to display? And we always say to them, absolutely, you know, if we can find a way of doing it and obviously crediting that person that it belongs to as well, you know, the more the merrier in terms of sort of telling his story.
No one writes letters anymore. It's amazing how many letters your granddad must have written. Honestly, just for the simplest of things as well.
It's crazy, you know, I mean, I don't think you'll ever see it again, will you? Sort of the way the game's going and football's changing and things. But again, that is one of the biggest things, you know, we get when we meet people and they find out who my granddad is. You know, they'll always turn out and say, I've got a story about him. And they've either met him or they had a letter from him. You know, and it's things like, oh, I wrote to him before the derby and I said, you know, can I have some tickets? And the next thing is a couple of days later, and, you know, a letter arrives with two tickets in it and things. And it's just a crazy story. But as again, I think it's different times, isn't it now?
Don't be advised to do that with Jurgen Klopp. you might not get two tickets back in the post. How many rooms will this Dixie Dean Hotel have?
It's going to be similar, really, to Shankly. So, with Shankly across sort of 1, 2 and 3, which are the themed Shankly floors, there's sort of, you know, close to 70 rooms. It'll be the same with Dixie Dean in terms of the Dixie Dean theme side of it. We will also do what we did with Shankly, which is to put some signature themed rooms in there as well, which again has worked really, really well with Shankly, because you've effectively got the two brands in the building. You've got the Shankly side and you've got the signature side. That's one of the things I love about the place, and I always kind of use this kind of anecdote, because one of the things I love is that, you know, you can be in Shankly and there can be sort of, you know, a group of girls on a hen do, you know, from Essex or something like that, young girls. And invariably, they're probably looking around, a lot of them thinking, who's this old guy on the wall looking down at me? What's this? Who's this Bill Shankly character and things? But, you know, the world we live in now, everyone's got social media, everybody's got, you know, a smartphone and things. And, you know, they've probably gone onto it, Googled it, seen who he is, and thought, oh, okay, read about him. Looked at some of his achievements. And for us as a family, that's a massive thing, because in effect, that's a whole new generation of people who probably would have never known who Bill Shankly was, who now know a little bit about him. And that's a big thing for us as a family. And again, it'll be the same with Dixie going forward.
Yeah, hugely important, I would imagine, for Dixie's family as well. There's a film coming out, isn't there? Our very own John Keith is currently at the moment making a film about Dixie Dean. We're on the verge of some anniversary, or I'm not sure what it is. There is a reason why John's doing it at this point in time. But if you look through Dixie's stats, unbelievable. But of course, Dixie's family would just want the man himself marked and to make sure he's remembered as much as possible in Liverpool.
I think that's it. And certainly for us with Shankly, that was the bottom line. You know, when we were first looking at the hotel and we first had the concept for it, you know, that was it for us as a family. You know, we wanted to make sure that, you know, who he was as a person, what he achieved, what he stood for, his legacy. You know, we want future generations of people to always, you know, remember that. And, you know, we've been able to do that through the hotel, and similarly with the story I've just told there, you know, if, you know, future generations of people who may not have known or ever known who he was now come and they see him and they see the stories in the rooms, they see the memorabilia, you know, it's all around them in the hotel. And again, it would exactly be the same with Dixie, you know, so that, you know, people always remember what he achieved.
Stories based on character as well. And as much as we love our football players now and you follow the Reds everywhere, you can't imagine many stories about sort of Mo Salah's character coming out in maybe 10 years, you know what I mean? Whereas we're talking about these guys, these legendary figures.
Yeah.
Absolutely oozing with it.
That's it. And as I say, I suppose it's a different world now. And, you know, I suppose they don't really make characters like my granddad, you know, too much anymore and things, and like Dixie as well. So, you know, that's why it's probably even more so and more important to make sure that these stories, these legends, these kind of anecdotes and things, you know, are immortalised.
What stage are we up to then with the hotel in terms of when's it going to be there? When's the doors going to open?
Well, it's got planning permission now, so we should be on site quite soon with it. I think, you know, with us, the way we develop and things, you know, it's probably around about a 12-month, you know, development time frame and things. So, you know, we would hope to, you know, see that open sort of early next year.
Wow, that part of Victoria Street's going to look incredible, isn't it, by the time that's finished?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other side of that with Victoria Street as well is that, you know, what we're doing there, what we've done with Shankly, you know, some of the intention was, as a company, was to really regenerate the street as well, because I think, you know, it lost a little bit over the years and things. And, you know, I know Lawrence, when he speaks about it in some cases, you know, was saying that it was a little bit of a no-go area, you know, in some respects. And it's a shame, because obviously it's got some amazing buildings on it with a lot of character. So what we're doing with the hotels there and with the football quarter really kind of, you know, regenerates the whole area. And, you know, we're already starting to see, you know, other brands and other companies looking to kind of invest in the street. And the hope is that, obviously, once Dixie comes on site as well, you know, that'll kickstart that even further.
Yeah, superb for the area. And most people, as they drive towards the Shankly Hotel, will see the development that you've done on the top of it.
Yep.
Which is called
Eden.
There's a reason it's called Eden, is it?
Just heavenly.
Out of this world, heavenly, whatever it might be. It's another floor, if you like, at the very top of the building, which is used for weddings, functions, and you've got quite an incredible event coming up there as well, very shortly.
We have, yeah. We've managed to work with a company to bring Tyson Fury to Liverpool, which, you know, is, I'm sure people will agree, is a huge event. So the 10th of March, that'll be. Tyson's going to come down. He's going to tell some stories about his career, a bit of a question and answer session. So tickets are actually on sale for that now. If obviously people are coming, are interested in coming and hearing about him, and, you know, he's an incredibly controversial character. I'm sure everybody will agree.
Oh, that's a brilliant night, that is.
Yeah,
you have your hands full with him.
Absolutely, you know, and I think, you know, nobody can debate whatsoever that he's going to be good value for money. You know, you're going to get really kind of frank, honest stories and an assessment of his life and his career, and opportune as well. Really, you know, he's just got his boxing license back. He's gone into training, obviously hoping to fight later on this year as well. So, you know, a really great chance to come and listen to him before he obviously goes into the ring again.
You've got to get an exclusive out of that now. You've got to. There's got to be a question asked about who he's fighting with. Something's got to happen out of your Tyson Fury night.
I'm sure there will be. That's to say, if guests, you know, if people still want to come along, you know, we've still got tickets on sale. If they go to our social media sites, the Shankly Hotel on Facebook or Twitter, you know, they can see how they can still purchase tickets for that night. And as I say, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic evening.
Chris, always love a good gab with you. Thank you very much indeed. He's a little bit bleary-eyed. He's just got back from Southampton. Well, a few hours ago.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.